Time for a look at Wednesday Money Matters with Chief Economist from AMP, Shane Oliver. He joins me on the line now. Shane, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm going okay. We'll have a look at the markets in just a little while. Market came back a little bit yesterday, but I wanted to talk to you about how an enormous amount of Australians are being scammed. In fact, we find out that Australians have lost a staggering $13 million due to shopping scams and parcel delivery scams. And this is just in 9 months this year alone. The latest ACCC Scam Watch data, it serves as a timely warning for the upcoming popular Black Friday and the Cyber Monday sales, which are coming up very, very soon. Are you amazed at the amount of money and the amount of Australians that are scammed every single day? It's frightening, isn't it?
It certainly is frightening, and I think we've all experienced this. The reason I'm not amazed at it is because those scams have become a lot more sophisticated. They used to look fairly obvious that it wasn't your bank or it wasn't Telstra, or there was typos in there and people could see through it. Now those scams are becoming increasingly sophisticated. I've heard of stories. A good friend of mine, major retailer, was offered discounts at that retailer. The website for the retailer had been replicated precisely. And so he thought, well, these discounts are pretty good. I think it was at a sale period, might have been coming up to Black Friday or whatever it's called. And of course, bought a whole lot of stuff there only to find it was a scam. And but they totally replicated the website. Myself, I've had a call once. I was at work and someone says, I'm calling from Amex. Did you make a transaction in California? No, I didn't. They wanted access to my accounts to fix things up. After about 10 minutes, I got suspicious and phoned Amex. In the meantime, they're trying to phone me back. And suddenly the Melbourne phone number they'd used had turned into a phone number from the Philippines, which made me totally sure this was a scam. Anyway, Amex said, no, we don't do that sort of stuff to you. Unfortunately, I phoned them up. But even I almost got sucked into that.
Yeah, even so, you. Even you.
Even I. And I have occasionally clicked on that once. The first time I got it, you know, you get that little SMS text message saying your delivery has been delayed. Click here to find out when it's coming or something to that effect. Put the wrong address in, and I clicked on it and immediately realized that I've done the wrong thing here and managed to avoid losing any money. But it does suck people in, because it's not just older Australians, and I'm getting on myself a little bit, but it's not just older Australians. We're all getting sucked into this sort of stuff. In fact, young people are getting increasingly, I've heard lots of stories about young people losing substantial amounts. And one of the things I've come to do is constantly check the balance I get from my credit card. When the credit card bill comes in, I go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Yep. Make sure no one's ripping me off or ripping the bank off, depending which way
exactly.
You look at it. And that's really important you do that. But a lot of young people don't actually do that, don't understand the importance of doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, I've told you, I've told my listeners, the Minister for War and Finance at home goes through the accounts with a fine-tooth comb. I'm talking about a ruler and a highlighter as well. And she saw those erroneous transactions via Sportsbet in Darwin that, by the way, weren't picked up by my bank. They weren't picked up. We pointed it out to them, only to have the credit card declined 2 weeks later when I bought a bunch of flowers, the same bunch of flowers I've been buying every Sunday for years. So we've got the Black Friday sales coming up and a lot of Australians are buying online. What's your advice?
My advice is to be really careful. Make sure that when you're on an online website, that it is actually the company that it's claiming to be and not just a fraud. And they're getting quite good here. Even I've been replicated on Twitter. You know, fake Shane Oliver's appearing. They have all my tweets there. They have my picture. They have my description, all that sort of stuff. Mm. But they've just changed the O in Oliver to a zero or something like that.
Yeah, and didn't one of your colleagues, contemporaries, David Kosh, he was being ripped off?
Yeah, there's been a few. I think Dick Smith was having a
similar
sort of thing, these things going on. And you sort of think, oh, that looks real. You know, that must be happening. But, of course, it turns out to be a scam. But the bottom line is be really careful. Make sure the website that you think you're logging onto is actually them. If you're concerned in any way, put a phone call in. And then when you're using your credit card, it's often useful to have another little credit card that doesn't have a big balance on it. Because I know the bank will refund you and they'll look after you, which is one of the benefits of having a credit card. But by the same token, you've got to be careful there as well, because if you are sucked into a scam, often they will say, well, you voluntarily did that. But if they're taking money out of your credit card because of they've got access to your codes and what have you, that's a bit different. But you just got to be really careful here. Make doubly sure that the company you're transacting with online is the company that it purports to be.
Okay, all right. If you do find yourself in trouble, if you believe you've been scammed, what do you do?
Well, if it's your credit card and there's dodgy transactions in there, first thing to do is phone the bank, and they will usually refund
if you,
the money.
If you can get through.
Pain. Yeah. If you get through, you've got to let time wasted on the phone. You've got to get a new card. They've got to cut up your old one, wait for the new one to come. And then you have this thing where a lot of people these days put automatic debits on their credit, like I do, pay the electricity bill, yes, pay the phone yes, bill yes. and what have you. You've got to then go through and phone up all those companies to give them the new credit card.
I know.
So hours and hours.
I know.
You finally recover from this. And it happens immediately again. You start from scratch. So,
All right. It's a pain in the ass. Chief Economist with AMP, Shane Oliver, joins us. Shane, quickly, 60 seconds. What happened with the markets yesterday?
Good day on the markets yesterday. We were up. We had a rough day on the Monday, but the Tuesday was a bit better, up 50, almost 60 points, getting back above the 7,000 level on the ASX. Mainly driven by materials stocks. BHP, I think, was the biggest contributor because the iron ore price is remaining pretty elevated. So good day on the share market. But the Aussie dollar is around about where it's been for the last couple of days now, in the mid-63s. So not a lot of luck there if you're thinking of going on an overseas holiday.
All right. Good to talk to you, Shane. We'll talk tomorrow, mate.
Sounds good, Luke. Take care.
That's Finance Shane Oliver here on the Night Shift on Triple M.